A homeless nonprofit in Charlotte announced Thursday it expects to start construction soon on a new men's shelter that will have more beds, privacy, and other services. The announcement was made after Honeywell donated $500,000 toward the $4.4 million project. WFAE's Michael Falero has more.
The donation put the Men's Shelter of Charlotte and Urban Ministry Center halfway toward its goal of replacing the men's shelter on Statesville Avenue. Liz Clayson Kelly leads the organization.
Our shelters have really been designed for an old model of homelessness and where we were really in an emergency shelter meeting people's basic needs. Now emergency shelter systems are places where we're connecting folks on a path out of homelessness. The housing and employment help is really critical.
The new shelter will have 196 beds, up from the current shelter's 180. The new building will also give homeless guests more privacy, with walls separating every bunk bed. It will have a kitchen, laundry services, and rooms for classes and caseworker visits. Harrison Irvin stayed at this shelter off and on for nearly 15 years before finding housing last year. He now volunteers at the shelter.
They will be able now to live in cubicles. That gives them personal space, and it does increase their dignity and their respect for each other, because they don't have to be in areas with someone else. They have their own personal area to be in.
The new shelter will be built behind the existing one, which will stay open during the 9 months of construction. Clayson Kelly expects the new shelter to open around this time next year. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.